It's Wednesday, March 21st, 2018, the Wednesday night group. Continuing with the Aharei Kedem, in Simon Be'ez, Chelik Be'ez rather, Simon Aleph, B'divrei Haran, Reish Pesachim. And he was dealing with the Ran's position that Midioraisa, you accomplished Hashpisu with B'dika and destruction. And if you do it properly, so you establish a certain chazakah. We rely on the chazakos, that there's no chametz, and you fulfilled your mitzvah. What's strange, however, is that the Ran holds that if subsequently you were to discover chametz, of course you have to destroy it, but you would not be over the avera, even b'shoge, l'mafreya, because once you accomplish the mitzvah of tashbisu, so that takes care of you somehow. But then there's the question, I believe the commentator is named the Or Gadol, that's very difficult to comprehend, because you have a right to rely on Rov and Chazakos and so on and so forth, but if the reality turns out to be contrary, so the reality is the reality. And why should a person be Pater? If he, in point of fact, he did own Chametz. Okay, so then he takes up the question of which is really what I'm interested in this piece, and that is the character of Bal Yirah and Bal Yimatzeh. So, Bal Yirah and Bal Yimatzeh mean if a person is in ownership of, if he's in possession of Chametz on Pesach. So, at first glance, that appears to be a Lav She'im Bo Maisa. Because it doesn't require any action. It's the fact that, for example, you didn't get rid of your chametz. Comes Pesach, you're overrun, bal yirah, bal yimatzeh. So you didn't do anything. It was your failure to do. Okay. However, the Rambam's position is very curious, very strange, and that he says it depends. And that is because there's a number of ways in which you can come into that situation. If it was through passivity, okay. So then you don't get malchus. But if it came about through activity, and that is that you purchased chametz on Pesach, okay, so then there was a maisa, the maisa of purchasing. Or if you produced it. You took the flour, took the water, let it leaven, and you created chametz on Pesach. So then it came about through activity, and you would get malchus. Okay. Now, this itself is very, very strange. I believe the next point was that he picked up another case which would appear to be similar, but the halacha doesn't work that way. So, for example, it's prohibited for a person to own, to maintain ownership of what's the term for that? Weights and measures that are distorted, for want of a better word. Crooked weights and measures. So not only, obviously you can't use them, because that's Geneva, but you can't even possess them. So in that sense, it's similar to Chametz. Now, again, we're dealing with a lav she'im bo maisa, because the lav is to be in possession. Now, what if a person purchased them, or he constructs them? So, you would expect that, okay, so now it doesn't entail a maisa. However, the halacha is that irrespective of how it came about, you will not get malchus. You won't get malchus because it's not the action. I mean, that's the alternative. The way I would have looked at lav sheyesh b'maisa, lav she'im b'maisa, you should be in the nature of the lav itself. if the essence of the lav is an action, that's the essence. It's like eating treif, so then that's lav sheyesh b'maisa. But if the essence is not the maisa, it's just that the maisa creates the situation, so then that's not a lav sheyesh b'maisa. So therefore, if you purchased the weights, so the fact of the matter is that you came into the situation of Isser through an action, but that's not the prohibited action. So there you don't get Malkus. So that paragraph where we left off concludes, Mikol Malkum Etzem Halav Ein Bo Maisa. That's where we left off. Now we're going to proceed now. You have a similar situation there. Quote, Mishabola Zara, Biyom Rishon Velohevi Ola. If a person came to the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash on the first day of the Chag, you know, the Shalosh Regalim, he has to go to the Beis HaMikdash, and he did not, but he came empty-handed. He did not bring a Karban Ola. Lo Dayosh Lo Osa Mitzvah Seh. It's not enough that he failed to do the Mitzvah Seh. Ela Ovra Lo Sase. He violates a Lo Sase. Shenem V'lo Yeiro Ponai Rekom. You shall not see my face empty. In other words, empty-handed. So he, what? Had he stayed home, had he stayed home, he wouldn't violate this. It'd be a separate thing. He failed to do the essay of going up to the Mikdash on Shalosh Regalim. But once he does, it's interesting. Once he does go, and you go without the Ola, so then you involve yourself in another lav. Okay. Now, but does he get Malkus for this? The Eino Loka Lavze Shere Lo Asa Maisa. He says here he did not do a Maisa. Well, 1 second. What do you mean do a Maisa? How did he get from place A? This is not something that you could do, you can violate unless you actually go. So didn't he go? Isn't that the problem? That he went to the Beis HaMikdash and he didn't bring an Ola. But the Rambam says it's a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. Why is that? Again, it's the same idea. That is, it's true that an action has to be done in order to facilitate. But that's not the Avera. The Avera is not to go. The Avera is to see my face, empty-handed. So that means that I'm there. Being in that place without a carbonola is the essence of the love. So what difference does it make that an action had to be done in order to put me in that situation, but that action is not the prohibited action. Kvartam ala Rambam hashagas aryeh. Harehu ba begufo lazo arekam. He asks this question, the shagas aryeh. He's coming physically to the Azara empty-handed. Entry into the Azara is a complete Maisa. So he's being over on the Lav. He's saying, what do you mean? Of course he's doing an action, a prohibited action. And he answered, since the Yisr is Eino Etzem HaMaisa Biel Azara. It's not the actual act of coming. It's not that you came to my palace empty-handed. That's not it. Ela Iker Alav Hu Ma Shechisa Karban Mishas Biyaso. The fact is that he's lacking a karban at the time that he's there. It's the lack of the karban at the time that he's there. It's not the act of coming empty-handed. Lachi avshe etzem habiyah hoysa ayadei maisa. That means basically what we're saying. He's saying, therefore, the fact that the coming to the Azara, it came about through an action, mikol makam hachisaron shel ha'olas re'iyah, but the absence of the olas re'iyah ein bo maisa, that's not a maisa. Elohu li'olam Nasas b'shevi altasa. That always comes about through inaction. Hochazinon diav shal yidei ma'isa garam li'atzmo asaveras halav. Thus we see that even though through action he caused himself to be over the lav, adayin halav atzmo, but the love itself, havi lav shein b'maisa. Because we look at the character of the love, is what he's saying. And the character of the love is not the action. V'im kein kamo kein, yesh lit moa, halcha gavi chametz. So he says, if that's the case, we should ask this same question with regard to chametz. Halo halav, hu hashi'iyah shal hachametz. The love is the persistence, so to speak, the presence, or the maintenance of the chametz. V'lo kiniyaso, v'lo chimutso. Again, there's no iser to buy chametz, but rather to possess. And that's just the way in which you come into possession of it. Therefore, the love itself is not a maisa. So there is a question on the Rambam, an internal contradiction. Where, of course, the Rambam, in two other cases, the case of Mishkolos, and the case of someone who goes to the on the regel, v'lo yeiro panei reikam, even though he violates, the violation comes about through an action, that doesn't change the character of the law. The law itself is not one of action. All right, so we're continuing now. V'anira mizeh, what appears to be from this, the be'emes cholok halav shel bal yiro bal yimotze me'alav shel lo yiyah b'kischa even v'even. V'halav shel lo yiro upon ha'rekam. So he's saying there's a difference between, even though they appear to be similar, between bal yiro bal yimotze on the one hand and the other two. That you shouldn't have a false measure and that you shouldn't see my face empty-handed. The Hasan be'emes ikar ha'iser hu hashihia shel hamida hapaguma bebeso. Because there, the essential prohibition is the fact that the crooked measure is in his possession, is in his house. Its presence there. Or in the other case, it's the character of his coming, of his bia, and that it's reikonis, it's empty-handed, it's without a karma. So again, it consists in his presence in the migdash, empty-handed. Now you got to listen to the words very carefully because it's kind of subtle. Ulam hacha gabi chametz. But here, with regard to chametz, have a lav shel makayim chametz. It's a lav of being makayim, maintaining the chametz. Now, apparently, there's a difference between maintaining the chametz and simply having the false measures in your possession. And that distinction is not that obvious at first glance. We're going to have to try and figure it out. V'yo iser hu l'kayim. The prohibition is to maintain ula hachzik. Well, hachzik, not doesn't mean to strengthen. But I'm machzik something. Means I'm... it's like when you're... There's a difference. When you're holding on to something, like, for example, you want to demonstrate that it's yours. There's a dispute about a property. So you're doing things to maintain your claim. You're machzik it. And it's not just a passive thing. It's more like a demonstration of ownership. Or an affirmation of ownership. It's more the sense of preserving something. It's something which is more positive. Let's put it that way. And we have to understand how this works. If he's trying to say that there's something active over here, so then consider it. You're still going to have the problem. So then why does it make a difference how you came into your possession? I mean, then if you're going to make the case that by Bal Yira, this is akin to something like an action, so then you should always be considered a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa. Again, differentiate in ordinary terms.
between two different types of things that you may own. Okay? You own a lot of different things. Some of them are really pretty, you know, insignificant to you. But they're there, you know, you don't get rid of it or whatever, it's there. It's in your house. But the relationship is purely passive. However, there are things that are of great value to you, and you preserve them. You know, you're concerned about them, you preserve them, you guard them from the elements, or whatever the case may be. You say, so you're being makayim. You're not just, it's not just a passive thing that you happen to own it, but you're preserving it. I mean, your wife has a flower pot that she likes or something like that, so she's taking care of it. She's preserving it. It's a positive relationship. What?
I don't know if it's helpful. Like, you're demonstrating concern for the object.
Yeah,
you want it to continue.
Yeah. And more, your relationship to it is one of preservation. That's a relationship to it. You're not just, that is, I mean, you could see it more if you have a pet. So it's not just that you own it, you're taking care of it. You're preserving it.
Like in the case of the car, you actually like covered the car and you washed the car and you made, you know, you maintained it without actually even driving it. That already demonstrates a level of care. And
yeah. As opposed, you have stuff in your garage, old basketballs that you have, or even a bike that you hardly ever use. So it's purely passive. Yeah, you happen to own it, but you're not being mekayem it. Hey, Zelashon HaRambam, B'minyan HaMalkos, Perek Yutes, Mei Sanhedrin, Halacha Dalad. Quote, HaMekayim Chametz B'Pesach. He uses the word Mekayim. One who preserves or maintains Chametz. He doesn't say owns on Pesach. Bershuso, Kegon Shechimetz, Isaso. End of quote. Umavua de Iser Eino B'Shehiyas HaChefza Shalachames Birshuso Ella below beer. It's not the shehiyah. It's not the fact that it remains in his possession without beer. Ella Ha'isahu B'maisa Hagavra. The prohibition is in the action of the gavra shehu makayim esachametz, that he's makayim, maintains it, preserves it. Birshuso. The isuzeh shayech bo toras maisa. And with regard to this iser, it's applicable. The category of maisa, or the concept of maisa, is applicable. Umishum the chala isuzeh shel makayim eino memela al yedei shachametz kayim birshuso. And that is because the entire iser of makayim is not automatic. Not just a natural thing, it's such a, not just a natural result of the fact that the chametz is in his rishus. Elohu mishum shabala chametz nechshav ki iluhu makayim as a chametz biyadayim. But rather it's because it's regarded as though the owner is physically maintaining it with his hands, preserving it. V'imkein nira dizeh pashat. Therefore, it appears that this is obvious. Diyimhu makayim es ha-chametz biyadayim mamish, that if he's maintaining the chametz, you know, physically, hara yesh kan tosfos b'guf maisa o'isa. There is an addition in the essence of the action of iser. Shelo dai shehu makayim es ha-chametz b'ma shehu eino mavaro, because it's not enough that he's preserving it by virtue of the fact that he's not destroying it. Ela shehu od makayim o b'yadayim mamash. But he's actually maintaining it literally with his hands. Ulechein shapa sfiru leila Rambam. Thus the Rambam holds, diim hu kona chametz Oshahu Mechametz Esisoso Biyadayim Havelav Sheyesh B'maisa. It then becomes a lav Sheyesh B'maisa, The mekiven sho isser hu l'kayim chametz, because since the isser is to be mekayim chametz, harei b'kahai gavna shu mekayim al yedei maisa. Thus, when he's mekayim via a maisa, have a lav sheyesh ba maisa. Then it becomes a lav sheyesh ba maisa. V'choluk hu ha'isser shel masha midach aser b'veso. And this is different than the prohibition of being masha, midach aser b'veso. D'hasama isser hu etzem shehiyas hamidah b'veso. There the isser is the mere fact that the object is in his house. V'lo maisa ha'gavra shehu masha osa. But it's not the action of the gavra that he's having it there, bebeso. V'kivan shekain, since that's the case, be'isser zeh lo shayach maisa klal. So with regard to this isser, it's not shayach. It's not applicable, the idea of maisa. U'kamokain, ba'alav de lo yero ponarekam. There too, the isser hu b'hachisaron shel olas riyah. There the issa consists of an absence of olas riya. Vizuli olam ein ba maisa, which never partakes of maisa. V'yasod, now in brackets, v'yasod l'zeh me'o issa shel makayim kalayim bekerem. The foundation for this is from the issa of being makayim kalayim bekerem. Deloka, l'rabi akiva b'makos. All Rabbi Akiva lav she'ein bo maisa ain lokan olam. According to Rabbi Akiva, lav she'ein bo maisa ain lokan olam. Uve makayim kalayim, and by being makayim kalayim, myri shu makayim al yidei shu osa geder savavak lam. Means he does some action, he makes a fence around it. V'chein hu barashi, v'tosas avodah zarah. V'chazinun, the asiyas hageder mitstaref lemaiso iser. So we see that the making of the geder of the fence becomes connected to the maiso iser davekim, and it thus renders it into being makayim al yedei maiso. He wants to differentiate between an iser of being masha and an iser of being makayim. Okay, I think we can. Hold it a second. But he's not going so far as to say that the isser of being Mekayim itself becomes a Maisa. You see? But if the nature of the isser is Masha, so even if it came about through an action, that's irrelevant. But if the nature of the isser is Mekayim, and then it came about through an action, then that's Mitztarif, and it renders it into a Lav, Sheyesh B'Maisa. But the question is, how does that work? I'm going to talk out some thoughts that I'm having, which may or may not prove to, you know, help us to be a value over here. And I think the concept is that in order to get Malkus, you require a Maisa. But the Maisa has to be a Maisa shel Isser. Okay? Now, the mere fact that as a result of this maisa, you are in a state of iser is not enough. Because the one thing has nothing to do with the other. The maisa itself is not a maisa shel iser. It's just a hechatimta. Just an accident. Okay? So in order for what determines what makes it eligible to become a maisa shel iser? Obviously you have to take a look at the nature of the law itself. If the nature of the lav is one which is tosfos, it lends itself to maisa, and then you perform the maisa, so that it's mitztaref to the lav, and it becomes the maisa shel iser. So if we're talking about being makayim something, and makayim is active, it's positive, it's not passivity. Now the only thing is, there's no act. You have to point to a specific action. Okay? Something can be positive, but doesn't make it into an action.
But since the nature of the Isser consists in something which is positive, not passive, and therefore the action that you do is in line with that. Now you've expanded the Mekayim factor. Because the law is to be Mekayim. And if you Mekayim al yidei Maisa, so that Maisa becomes a Maisa of Mekayim. So then you have a Maisa Shalissa. As if the nature of the Isser is not Mekayim, just Masha, so then the action that you're doing has nothing to do with the Isser. It's just a means by which you bring it about. But it doesn't partake. You can't label it as a Maisa Shalissa. But this guy is doing an act of being Mekayim Chametz. If he's doing an act of being Mekayim Chametz, so then that's a Maisa Avera. So if he's making it, that's an extension. You see, in other words, even if it existed from before, the fact that he's Mekayim it is a positive thing, but it's not enough to tag a label of Maisa on it. But if he's being Mekayim Chametz by virtue of creating it, that's a level of being Mekayim Chametz al yidei Maisa. So it becomes a Maisa Ver. It's become a little clearer. He says, Elo Issa hu b'maisa agavra. He doesn't mean literally, technically Maisa. The activity of the Gavra, we'll use the term activity. That's an activity. In other words, you can have an activity which doesn't contain a Maisa, but you're being active. You're actively pursuing something. Doesn't mean that there's a physical action. Shehu Mekayim es HaChametz B'Shuso. The Issus es Shayach bo Toras Maisa. And this prohibition, it's Shayach. It lends itself to the category of Maisa. Umishum Nechola Issus Shel Mekayim Einu Memela Al Yedei Shachametz Kayim Bershuso. Ela mishum shebal achametz nechshav keilu hu makayim es achametz biyadayim. It's considered as though he himself is being makayim it, maintaining it with his hands. V'imkein nira dezep pashit v'im hu makayim es achametz biyadayim mamish. But now, if that's the case, if he actually does biyadayim, harei yesh kanto sefes. There is an addition. Beguf Maisa Ha'issa. You see, it extends itself because that's the whole category. And now that you're bringing it about via an action, you're adding to the whole concept of being Mekayim. Now you're being Mekayim in a manner of Maisa. So that's a Maisa Shalissa. So it's a Lav She'esh B'Maisa. But to rule out, again, if the nature of the Isser in question does not partake of being active. It's pure passivity. So then there's nothing. Then there's nothing that you could do, even no matter what you did to bring it about, that doesn't make it into a Lav She'esh B'Maisa, because there's no Maisa Shalissa. The Isser entirely resides in the result, and there's no connection between the action and the result, other than that one is the cause of B. But that's not enough to make it a lav she'yesh b'maisa. That explains the idea by Kalayim, where the act is defined as being a Mekayim. Okay, so therefore, if he builds a fence around it, so that becomes an act of Mekayim. And once it becomes an act of Mekayim, so it's a lav she'yesh b'maisa. All right, so now the concluding paragraph, which provides the answer to the original question of the Or Gadol as to the Ran's position that if he did if he performed the Tashbisu properly, we rely on the Chazakos, and he's not over, even if he should subsequently discover a Chametz. The Alpi Yisod HaDvar Me'ela, and in accordance with the foundation of these words, these ideas, Nira Levayer Gam Estivri Haran Hanal, we can explain the position of the Ran.
The nearer the Gam Haran sphere lay, the Chol HaIsa shall Ba'yirah Ba'yimatzeh Hu Rak and Hu Makayim as a Chametz Pershuso. It appears that he's using this concept of being Makayim. It appears that the Ran is operating with this concept. The Havei Kemakayim Bi'adayim. It's as though he's physically being Makayim it. Asher Kol Zeh Hu Rak and Hu Mashe as a Chametz V'Hu Eino Mavaro. But all of this can be said, he can only be defined as a Makayim if he keeps it and doesn't get rid of it. The Kiven Shalokiyim Eschoves Tashbisu, because since he didn't fulfill the obligation of Tashbisu, Hamutelas Alav, which is the binding on him, Mea Torah, Bizehu Chashiv Kamakayim Chamit. Yeah. That's in other words, what defines him as a Makayim, as opposed to a Masha. What defines him is that he had a clear-cut obligation to get rid of it. And the fact that he violated that defines him as being one who is Makayim it. Ulam, im hu yatsi de chovas tashbisu, but if he fulfilled the chov of tashbisu, al yidei shabadak, ubi'er kedin, v'yatsi yidei chovas ha-mitzvah, b'zeh ein hu over od b'val yirah b'yimatzeh. Ah, see, this is the key. This is an amazing point. And we'll see how it works. But he's saying, you see, it all revolves around this definition of what renders the gavra into a makayim. Now he's laying down the premise that what renders him into a makayim is the chiv of tashbisu. So since there's a chiv of tashbisu and you flaunted it, so then you're a makayim. Because you want to maintain. You're not just a masha. In other words, the mere presence of chametz in your property doesn't define you as a masha. Or it doesn't define you as a makayim, rather. You need something to define the gavra as a makayim. And that is, indeed, the mitzvah of tashbisu. But if he fulfilled chovas tashbisu, al yidei shabadak, ubi'er kedin, v'yotzi yidei chovas ha-mitzvah, He can say he can no longer be over al bayirah bayimatzei. What if he missed something? He realized he did what?
He's not defined as makayim.
Ah, beautiful. So the mere fact that it's in his possession is not enough. Right. You need something to render him into a makayim. But he's already taken himself out of the category of being a Mekayim with regard to his chametz. So even if you should find something, right, all you can say is that he's in possession. But possession is not the problem. It's being a Mekayim. And he's not a Mekayim with regard to that chametz.
Well, wasn't the whole
beautiful idea that Ron is showing you that if that is the way you define the mitzvah of Tashbisu, so it must be that way. It must turn out that as a result of performing Tashbisu, you're not going to be over by Rabbi Matzai, which goes counter. That's the whole question of the Or Gadol. Now, how could it be? There's Chametz there. So the Rav explained. V'hinei harei poshet el inyin chavas hashbas hamotelos al hakarkafta de gavra. And it's obvious that with regard to the obligation of hashbasa, which is redounds upon the literally the head of the person. B'zeh samcha Torah l'chazakas. Now we're talking about what is required of you in terms of performing the mitzvah of Hashbasa. So here the Torah is content to go by the chazakas. V'yachre shabadak b'choloso makomo shachametz rageli matzeh. And once he searched all the places where the chametz is apt to be found, hu eino mechuyev levayev v'liv d'agad. That's it. That's all the Torah required of him. That's considered he doesn't have to go in every nook and cranny where there's no reason to suspect that there might be chametz. The alkein shuv ala chametz hanishar hu eino nidon od kimakayim chametz. And as a result of this, with regard to any chametz that might be left over, unbeknownst to him, he had no reason,
he can't be defined as a Mekayim. It's funny, it kind of does act in a certain way like a bittel. It's a different type of a bittel, though. In other words, it is a nullification. But it's a different kind. It's a nullification of the fact that he's a Mekayim. It's not a nullification. In other words, the act of Tashbisu, if done properly, okay, is a renunciation. It's a renunciation of his desire to be Mekayim, to be the owner. And therefore, takes him out of that category. So if indeed there should be some chametz that happens to still be there, yeah, he may be the owner, but he's not the Mekayim. Hu'eino nidon od k'mekayim chametz, lav or olav v'ayra by mate. V'zeo kavanas haran, shekasav, quote, v'chol shebadak osan makomos sheragili mate ben chametz, yatsi de chavaso, v'ein lo lochosh l'kikar b'shamei korah. He does not have to worry about a cookie or something on the top of a beam. Vataloma de mekivin shu yata yidei chovas hashbasa, because since he fulfilled the chiyuv of hashbasa, hu eino nidon od kemekayim chametz b'shuso. He is no longer defined as a mekayim chametz b'shuso. B'shuv eino lachosh l'kikar b'shamei korah. And this answers very, very nicely the question of the Or Gadol. The after bechol dinei haTorah. While it is true that with regard to all the dinim of the Torah, chazakas lo mahanu ela levurei bilvad, chazakas only help to clarify. And obviously, if you discover that the reality is contrary to the chazakas, you have to go by the reality. Fine. Ela biyavar b'shogeg, whoever aver b'shogeg. Avol rather. But when he's over b'shogeg, he's over b'shogeg. Avol hacha. But here, the averas by Rabbi Mate, who rocked the Mekayim chametz, alzeh mahani ma'ashe samcha Torah l'chazakos, k'moshin espar. It's beautiful. See, in other words, in other cases, if you relied on a chazaka, and it turned out that the facts were contrary, so you were over, but b'shogeg. But that's different than what we're saying over here, because you see, if you're operating with that, you have to understand the function of the tashbisu. The function of Tashbisu is to remove the person from the category of being a Mekayim. So now the question is, did you do Tashbisu? Okay, so what does Tashbisu demand of me? What do I have to do? Search every square sentence? No, you have to search in the places where this Chametz is found. That's it. And once you did that, Chazaka is that you got rid of all your Chametz. And the effect of that is, as I said, it works in a similar manner to Bittel. That is, it is the declaration, it has the effect that you are no longer defined as a Mekayim Chametz. And even if it should turn out that you still remain the owner of Chametz, but that's not a Mekayim Chametz, and therefore you're not over.